Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group.
Do you see that happening at all? I guess have to speculate. The question I was going to ask was how gratifying you feel that it is that you're kind of, you know, blazing a new path in energy and environment. And, you know, and so right away, I guess when I thought of that, I thought, well, they might actually put that as the standard in the industry. And that's kind of bittersweet, isn't it? That on one hand, you're blazing a new path, but at the other hand, I guess, you know, some new regulations could come out of this.
Well, I think that, you know, from now on, with what we've done, people are going to look at other projects differently. And people that want to build new refineries will probably end up being held to a higher standard. But, you know, keep in mind, Jason, that Meridian is a startup company. We don't have a vested interest in any existing assets or any existing legacy technology. Startup companies in the United States throughout history have been the ones that bear the brunt of technological innovation. So that's our job, so to speak, is to change this business.
And that's really a great way to look at it. I can remember interviewing the CEO of Appareo, which got into a great niche with black boxes and surveillance, securities, that sort of thing. And these are former John Deere executives and that sort of thing. So they went from, you know, big corporations. And he explained about the value of the smaller and the startup company that can move on a dime. Because the big companies, it might take a year for them to make a single change just because they have such a well-oiled machine that they can't turn on a dime. So I think it's pretty important that, you know, the information you just said about how you guys, you know, being a startup company or a smaller company, that you can be nimble. Are you finding that being able to have the nimbility or the dexterity or the fluidity is really becoming a crucial part of this whole process?
Well, absolutely. Early on in the design, as an example, it became apparent that we could make this whole thing work out better by dividing the project up into two phases. The initial phase is a 27,500 barrel per day hydroskimming plant, and then double capacity and increased complexity for phase two. That entire decision, which at a major oil company would take months and months, took us about a half an hour once we had the numbers assembled. So, you know, you just have a company that can turn on a dime, but still absorb the useful information and lessons of the industry and apply them to a new project. Again, there's nothing wrong with the way the big companies are doing things. It's just not the way we're doing it. And it's up to society to judge how they want the refining industry to behave after that.
And I think that's a great point. There's no right or wrong on this. There's just different roles when it comes to the creation and the execution and the implementation of technologies, you know, whether it be new or cutting edge or even repackaging existing. Without getting into your finances, I guess, how are you guys doing on securing some product for the new refinery? I know that you're probably not at 100% full yet since you guys haven't broken a shovel, but at the same time, I'm sure you guys are signing a few contracts here and there for getting some product in there. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an easy thing for companies in our business to forget about, is that once you get the plant built, you know, that part of the thing is literally cast in stone, and that it's concrete and steel. And the ongoing viability of the company is based on the marketing, you know, crude purchases and product marketing. So we've been out there consistently running around in North Dakota securing crude contracts. We're covered on the offtake. I think we have contracts covering about 67% of our product production from phase one, and in negotiation for the rest of phase one and a good portion of the additional phase two product that's coming out. You know, we'll probably finish that up by, let's say, end of May, plenty of time before we start construction. The crude side's been very interesting because, you know, the DAPL pipeline looks like it's going forward. So a lot of guys are going to be able to jump on that and get out to markets for the crude and are not so worried about finding a home with a refinery that's local. But there are a lot of guys who can't get on that pipeline, and we provide a home for that.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, CEO and Chairman of the Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Come falling down on me every time I roll back to town.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
On my cell phone, a wide open prairie out by my grandma's house.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
All the memories come falling down on me every time.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job, find a wife, and finally settle down.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.